Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Welcome, Rage fans, grudge racers, spectators. Welcome to another great show of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Talk Show. Hope everybody's having a mighty fine day. Had a lot of good racing. A lot of good racing went on this weekend at the Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing in Grudge Inc. Grudge Fest down there in Dallas, Texas. I appreciate everybody for coming out on behalf of Atomic Dog Show Enough Racing Grudge Inc. Man, we appreciate all the racers that came out and supported the event. I appreciate all the spectators and the fans. We could not do it and make it possible without you guys coming to support us grudge racers. I want to thank all my travelers who traveled from far away here in Texas, as well as people that came like the Doobie, Scooby, from Mississippi and Louisiana, and the folks, the guys from Arkansas, the guys from Longview, the guys from Georgia, Tony Bond and crew, along with Jay Barnes from Georgia, man, Kenny. Kenny stepped up. I don't know if all of y'all know, some of y'all might. Tony Boss Bynes had a situation go on. And man, I was kind of holding my breath a little bit that Tony was going to come out here and be able to make action. But man, you know, you got Cowboy, he got friends like Cowboy, Ken Kennedy. They stepped up. Boss, I talked to him. He told me, Tommy Dog, it was a last-minute decision. And I understood. Things happen sometimes that out of the realm of your control, some folks wouldn't have took that big step. But to me, he took a big step, and he came out here and supported the show. My hat go off to Boss Bynes, Cowboy, and Ken Kennedy for y'all riding together, bringing him out here. Also want to thank BET and Pro Stock Joe for coming out here. If I'm missing anybody, man, that travel from different states, man, I really just want to say we all appreciate you guys coming to endure this Texas heat here in Texas. But once the heat went away, man, we had a great show. I want to thank all the people that worked on the event. My hats go off to y'all for standing out in that sun and doing what you do. Tia, Sharon's son, I can't count all the employees, but I want to thank all the employees. I want to thank Batman. I want to thank Ben Laden. I want to thank Ricky. I want to thank Paul. I want to thank Jay Vaughn's wife. I want to thank Lorenzo. And I'm missing some, but man, I just want to say personally myself, I appreciate every one of y'all to come out and support what we do. And we had a lovely weekend, man. And hopefully, I know we'll be doing it again soon. So, with that said, you know, we want to get ready to get to Ernie before we bring people on and talk about some of the races. Me, myself, and I was so busy, I didn't get to get all the races, the people who had a race. But Batman, I know he did the best he could. He did a great job up there on that start line, so he probably firsthand saw a hell of a lot of those races. So, you know, I'm going to ask him if he can give a report of the races. I want to say this here before we get off into it. Man, it was a lot of people, and we do the best we can to try to control that starting line, and sometimes doing the best we can don't seem to be enough. You know, when you bring in the police and stuff like that, and they take breaks and nobody's there, and we try and guys pack the stage and it makes it hard on everybody. We're going to have to continue to go to the drawing board to try to get that issue solved, and I appreciate everybody who stepped up and did their part and tried to do the best they can to ease that crowd that was on the start line. I'm going to say this, fellas, if any one of y'all notice, it can be some dangerous situations on the starting line, and in Houston, we saw one where the tire exploded. Also, if you watch, when I broke my car on the start line, it shot in reverse. You know, stuff like that. Guys, that's one of the reasons why we try to get people back, or you never know what's going to happen on that start line. It's all about safety first. So I just want to say, man, guys, keep trying to push it back. When guys ask you to get back, try to move back some, because anything can happen, and we definitely want people to come away from the race just as well as they came to the race, and that's safe, but have a good time and some good memories. With that said, you know, Sharon, I'm going to go and see we got Ernie on the line and let Ernie come in and give us some tech tips, and then we'll go and see the race report. And I guess I'm going to let Batman and anybody else step up who know. I have one question, and I'm still looking for it. I'm wondering who won the most races of the night. That's what I'm searching for, and I'm trying to find out the truth, who won the most races. Did any grudge racer win two or three races? Okay, with that said, Sharon, you know I can talk all night, y'all, so I'm going to shut up, and we're going to get Ernie on and let Ernie come on and give a text here.
Okay, hey, Tracy, how's it going on this evening?
Hey, how you doing, Ernie? How you doing?
Oh, that's a good evening. I tell you what, you hit a safety point that I hadn't thought about in a long time, and that is starting line danger. I have been at two races and saw three people get killed on the starting line. I've been doing a TV interview in the tower and had a rod come out of a motor, go underneath the tire, and throw it back up and break out the plate glass window in the tower. The most dangerous place you can be at a racetrack is on the starting line. There's so much going on that you cannot keep your head on a swivel and see 360 of what's going on around you. It's way too easy to get killed or extremely injured. I've seen people get their legs broke. Just stitches after stitches burnt. It's just too much happens there. That's one reason why they have that safety area to stand in. It's not because they don't want you to see the race. They don't want you to get hurt. That's the biggest thing. And you touched a real good point with that. What I want to talk about tonight, and I talked about it on some of the dog show, is trailer maintenance. That's something everybody takes for granted. You don't, you know, you got tires on the trailer that aren't aired up right. You've got the tires that have the wrong load range. And when I talk about load range, all tires, if you look on the side of them, have a load level. It starts with C, D, E, F, G. C is for light cars. D is for light trucks. The E's are for your one tons. Your F's start getting into your heavier tires. And it's measuring not only the tire itself, but it's the load capacity of the tire and the sidewall thickness. Now, if you get into the I and J ratings, those are 16-ply tires. Those are stiff as a board, but they'll handle a tremendous load. If you've ever gone down the road with a trailer that's not rated properly, it wants to snake behind you. And what it's doing is actually the tires are just moving back and forth on the rims, and you'll end up breaking the sidewalls. When you break the sidewalls, you're going to have be on the side of the road or possibly a wreck. It's easy enough when you blow a tire if the tow vehicle isn't strong enough to pull you completely off the road. So before you go out, and I've been just as guilty as everybody else, so I'm talking out of experience here. Check your tires. Check your rims. Pack your bearings. Make sure that the lug nuts on the rims aren't wore out. Check your studs to make sure that there's no pull threads on the studs, or that the studs haven't been loose on the rims. You lose a tire going down the road, you've really got problems. Plus, you've got a tire going down the road that somebody else can hit. And it's nothing worse than being on the side of the road at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Just do a safety walk around on your trailer. Check your lights. Once a year, pull your bearings, pack your bearings, put new seals on the backside of the rims. That's an extremely important thing. If you don't replace that seal on the backside, you're going to end up with grit and sand coming into the bearings. It's going to eat your bearings out. And when you eat the bearings out, if you're not careful, you can have a fire on the trailer caused by the bearing running hot, and you can lose your whole rig. Just make sure your trailer brakes work. This has been one of the things that's probably the most missed item. Make sure your controller works. DOT right now is raising Cain with any truck and a trailer. They're wanting you to come in the rest area of the weigh stations and get checked. When they say all trucks and trailers, they're starting to mean all trucks and trailers. Check with your local area. If they say it's okay for you to go by with your car on a trailer, okay, that's fine. But there are limits in some states, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. If you don't pull into that weigh station, they're going to come get you, and it's a $450 tag just for them to come around and get you and tell you you didn't need to come through. So if it says all trucks with trailers, it means racers too. So pay attention to these things. Save money, be safe, and don't buy the cheapest tire you can to put on your trailer to pull your $100,000 investment down the road. I mean, you're carrying fuel, your race car, your tools, your bike, your uniform, everything else. It's not hard at all to have $100,000, $150,000 in these trailers. Take time, buy the right tire, make sure the rim is the right size and the right strength for the load you're pulling. Go to a farmer's market and have your trailer weighed. Sometimes you might be surprised what a trailer weighs. But do these things, and that way you're not going to be having to call somebody in the middle of the night or in the middle of a rainstorm or having a wrecker come and pick you up. Back to you, Tracy.
Okay, man, we appreciate that. Sherry, we got a hand in it up on you right now. We got a hand in one hand. I want to talk about that.
Tracy, you have a lot of hands up right now, and there's no way for me to go through and see. The only thing that we can do is, like we normally do, is say, hey, if you've got your hand up, take it down and press the one again to put it back up if you've got questions for Ernie.
Yeah, you got some, Ernie, yeah, do that. But while we're doing that, let me say this. I want to say a special thanks for these people. These people make it possible for people all around the world to see what we do here in Texas. Man, we aim to make Texas the biggest grudge racing state in the country. We want it to be as popular as what they got on the East Coast. And these are some of the people that helped make it possible. And I want to say a special thank you to people like DJ Madhouse for putting his videos out there, Jay Schaefer for putting his videos out there, James Racing Pitcher for taking lovely photos, Cindy for taking lovely photos, BET with his videos, Pro Style Joe with his YouTube videos, and John Ford with his beautiful pictures he takes. Also, we have Ryan. And we have, hey, man, I just want to, if I'm leaving out a name, if you were there, man, we had a lot of videographers in the house trying to do their thing because they appreciate what we do at these events. So, that, man, I want to give a special thank you for these people because these are the people that give people that's unfortunate to make it to Texas to see the event. It gives these people an opportunity to see what we do here in Texas and to help make Texas races shine and give them some notoriety and publicity. Man, guys, from Atomic Dog Racing, Showing Up Racing, and Grudge Inc., on behalf of all of us, man, I want to say thank all you guys, man, and keep doing what you do and pushing us out there, man. We really appreciate it. With that said, Tracy, Sharon, you can go to the line. Go ahead.
Tracy, real quick, I switched over. Yeah, Boom on Wheels, but also Curtis Racing Photography was there. He's local. In fact, he was right there in that area. He was there also. But one thing is another thing that I want to let people know is that I'm still kind of trying to recover. But within the next couple of days, what I will do is on the Atomic Dog Drag Racing website on the 2013 gallery, I'll try to do is not only link to the photos that were taken by Atomic Dog Drag Racing, but also any other, photographers like James Racing, Nitro Art that was there, anybody else who has a site that, that they either have their photos there for you or they have their photos there for you to purchase. I'll try to put those links on there.
Oh, okay, and that again is AtomicDogDragRacing.com. There was another fellow that was there. I can't call his name. He's from the Dallas area, man. I'm sorry if I'm forgetting you, but this guy, he goes around and takes pictures. He was there. I know Peanut, Ricky, one of y'all know his name. He wears a straw hat. Hey, man, I don't want to leave nobody out there. And if I'm leaving somebody out, I'm sorry, man, but if you're part of that photography group, photo group, man, I want to say thank you as well. Okay, Sharon, go ahead.
Okay. You want me to go ahead and open up some lines here?
Yeah, we want to open up some lines, man, and let people come on and talk about the event, and if they got an upcoming event, talk about the upcoming event. So, hey, let's go to the line and see what we got.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open up Alley Cat. Well, Alley Cat just took his hand down. Cowboy. Your mic is open, Cowboy.
Yeah, what's up, Chris?
What's up, Cowboy? How's it going, man? Thank y'all guys for coming out here, man. You can't carry both sides, man, and your whole little crew. Thank y'all for coming out here, man, up under circumstances. And I just want to let y'all know, man, we appreciate it.
Yeah, and I want to thank Tony, what's his name, Tony Stoughton?
Tony Stoughton, yeah.
Yeah. Y'all want to thank him for doing what he did. That Tony, he came back over there and told her that Tony went in his best of health, and he'll raise him on another day. I want to thank him for that. And we will raise him, though. But Tony still was willing to race.
Whatever, you got to get your ass out with Tony Thorn. You know, it was a stand-up thing for him to do. For the ones that don't know, Tony Bynes came up here for some extraordinary circumstances, and Tony Thorn, being the drag racer, he just know that Boss Biden wasn't his full self. So Tony Thorn, man, people usually will take that punk out money. That just kind of showed the character of Tony. He told him, man, that's all right. You don't have to do it. Yeah, I know you're not yourself. If I'm going to beat you, I'm going to beat you at your best. So, hey, you got to get ass off a guy like Tony Thorn for doing that. A lot of people wouldn't have did it. So, hey, man.
Yeah,
character. That's right, Cowboy. You, that's right.
Yeah. But I did have a good time, and I hope when we come back next time, we'll be – on the full folk will be ready. I hope to get back there real soon.
Okay, man. All right, man. Always working on something. You know, I'm always working on something. Okay, you want to stand by and call him? Somebody wants to. Hey, I just want to. While you on the phone, I don't want you to get off that logic, Cowboy.
Hold on,
I don't want you to get away with it. You know, y'all came out to Texas this time and got your butt whooped, and you ain't said nothing about it.
We ain't complaining.
Yeah, you ain't said nothing about it. You got your butt whooped on foot, Cowboy. You run your
Hold on. At first I won, and then he ain't paid me. So I just went ahead and just let him win. Now, look at the film. I won the first race. I see everybody over there, they'll tell you. But I can't speak Spanish, so I ain't want to go through all that. So I let him win.
Well, from the video I saw, he was throwing his hands up and you were behind.
I won the first race. I said, everybody over there, they'll tell you that. But I gave it to him.
Well, I saw you lose. I'm going to report what I saw.
Okay, well then, if you ain't going to report all of it, don't even talk to me about it. If you ain't going to report the whole thing, don't even say nothing to me about it.
Well, one thing about it, you know it's all over the world now because it's on YouTube.
I don't give a damn. It's all over the world. It don't matter. Put the first part over the world.
You got to talk to the video man.
Well, as long as I do it in God, no, I ain't got to talk to nobody else.
Hey, somebody might want to ask something for you, man. Just hold on for a second. We're going to go to some of the race cap there. Thanks, Sherry. You might have had a cat on. If not, we'll go to the first caller or whoever want to come on and talk about the race. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alley Cat had his hand up, but he took it down. So I'll just go to the next person that has their hand up. 281-9181. Your mic is open. Area code 281-9181. Your mic is open.
If you don't want to talk to one, but it's in there.
I'll go to this one, Tracy. Area code 561-8782. Your mic is open. 561-8782. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening to the mic.
Okay. Do us a favor. Press the one button and take your hand down for me.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. 469-7135. Your mic is open. 469-7135. Your mic is open. Okay, let me go ahead and go to Alley Cat, Tracy.
Okay.
Alley Cat, your mic is open.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? I just wanted to do an upcoming event. Is it time to do that now?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we got the 6th annual. Let's get it on at HMP September 1st. That's Labor Day weekend. We got the big matchup, the 2 out of 3 between Mike Murillo versus Birdman. That's going to be a very, very big race. We already got 4 or 5 locked-in races already, and we got an added attraction. We got a ton of bikes added to the program. So we got a bunch of bikes coming out of Arkansas, Mississippi, and North Carolina. And, and some coming out of Dallas, too. That they're supposed to show up, but it is what it is. But anyway, at the gates open at 3 o'clock, and we're going to race until. I want to tell everybody, please be on time, because it's going to be pretty packed. And we're going to have our index racing. We're going to have our 490, 70, and 580 classes as usual, and a bunch of grudge racing. Yo, guys, have a wonderful evening. I'll be on here listening. Hey, there's a nightmare on here.
Nah, nightmare. You only have to push one button.
I need to talk to Nightmare, and I need to talk to Jackie that hangs around Travis Orr. You know who I'm talking about, Trey?
Say it again. I hear you.
I need Jackie also that hangs around Travis Orr.
Jackie, yeah, I know Jackie, a brown eyed Jackie.
Yeah.
If you only put you on, but Jackie. If not, we probably see him again.
All right. Well, that's it for me this afternoon, and let everybody know I'm on here because somebody was talking noise last week, so I'm here to defend myself, and they know who they are.
Okay, stand by. Maybe just pick up. Just stand by, Kent. Just be right there.
All right.
Okay, Sharon, let's call.
832-9604. Your mic is open.
That's my phone. That's my phone.
Yes, it is your phone. Your mic is open.
Oh, shit. We'll get back on that in a minute, Sharon.
Wow. Okay, press the one button. Take your hand down.
All right.
All right, thanks. 817-1287, your mic is open.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't press one.
Yeah, it indicates that you did. Press the one button and take your hand off.
Okay.
Thank you. Batman, your mic is open.
What's going on, Dre?
What up, Batman?
Man, no more. All right, man. First off, man, like I said, you had a good event, man. A good turnout, man. A lot of people there, and a lot of cars was ready. You know, the race. So, like I said, that was a very good turnout to see everybody there. I mean, from the big cars to the small cars, man. But like I said, I gotta get my hats off to these guys with these smaller cars, man, because they be getting it on all the time, man. You know, the Burn Racing crew over there, they was getting down. Tenfo crew was getting down over there, man. Birdman them. Charlie, all of them camp, man, they was getting it on. And I think, to be honest about it, man, I think when it comes to camp, I got to get my hats off to C-Town, man. Them boys did the do this time, man. Like I said, it's been a lot of trash talk about them not racing, man. But you had all the C-Town boys out there, man, of course, counting, man, starting off. So, yeah, Easy D knocked off Slack. And then Sleepwalker knocked off Gary. That was the Slack company. And then, like I said, you had C-Town Tony. He knocked off Tony Thorne. And like I said, them boys, man, they were doing their thing, man. That's one thing I can't say, man. The most races win by camp, I got to give it to C-Town because that's what they did. And like I said, them old guys out there, man, they work hard on doing what they're doing, man. So I always appreciate them coming out. For the one thing about it, man, for the girls' race, if they can make it, they're gonna make it, And they did that thing, man. Like I said, it was a good turnout, man. A lot of people was happy, Of course, me, I'm always doing my thing on the mic, man. Every next day, I'm always be hoarse. I know that for a fact, But we had fun, man. Like I said, that's how, grudge racing should be, from here on out. I tell people all the time, when it's just one grudge event and everybody can go, and everybody's cars are ready, you get a good turnout every time, And that's the only thing I always try to get everybody to understand is let's just, take our turns and do our thing, man, because regardless of the fact, man, I'm going to always be in for the grudge deal any and everywhere when it comes to Texas anyway, from Houston to Dallas to, from wherever it is in Texas, I'm going to be there if I can, But, yeah, man, we had a great time, man. Like I said, I know we was everybody kind of sad we didn't get a chance to see Mr. Five Speed get out there and make something happen with Peanut, but we know that's how they go, man. These cars, man, you can take them all the way to the dance floor, dress them up and everything. Boy, they act a fool with you, and I know it. I'm glad they like so far, You weren't expecting that the car to do that, But I tell you what, I'm going to say this again. A lot of guys didn't understand about the safety with these cars, Ernie was saying and you were saying, man. My thing is this. Grudge racing is modern-day street racing. That's basically all it is where we just took it off the street into the track, and true enough, people like to crowd around the cars and this and that, but a lot of people don't know there is a lot of danger in that, for sure. My whole time, I was telling everybody, hey, let's get behind these cars, because a lot of people don't know being on the side of these cars, it's just as much dangerous as being behind them, because I'd rather be behind the car than on the side of the car, because I know that rotating assembly goes sideways. It don't go backwards. It goes sideways, and anything can kick out to the side. So that's why I tell people all the time, hey, man, stay away from the car. Let's get on the back side of the car. Because, most anything can ever do is maybe drive shaft, and even though it's drive shaft, my top is not going to shoot back that way either. But, that is the safety, that I was trying to get people to understand, and I hate that I had to sit down the track, just to get people back, man. I just wish people would listen a little bit more, man, because it's not just about just being around the car crowded. I really don't care. Myself personally, but when people get hurt, that's when I start caring, But that, people just kind of ignore you on what you're saying, until you shut it down, But
we had a good turnout, man, and so we can get that corrected, you know, with the crowd control. You know, just like I told the police, just, hey, man, you know, I guarantee this, man, on good crowded grudge fest, man, kind of lost control of all the deal, man, and the deal is just try to get them back. And, you know, with these big races, because they always want to see the big races. I know that for a fact. But we're going to try to work on it better, man. But there you go. Let you have it, Trey.
Okay. Hey, Anthony, who won two or three races? What individual won two or three races?
Well, I know. Let me see. I believe, if I ain't mistaken, I think. Let me see here. Well, I can honestly say this. I don't recall anybody winning two races with the same car. I can only recall the camps. You know, there were different. I don't know about the other two.
Hold
you know,
on,
the other.
Hold on, man. Somebody is talking in the background. It's hard to hear. If you're not talking and your mic is open, can you please check your mic, your phone, and mute your mic? Go on mute. Because there's a lot of somebody talking and they don't realize that they're not on mute, but their mic is open. Okay.
Yeah, I don't, like I said, as far as camp is concerned, I can actually say, you know, on the camp, but I don't know really on the individual car to run two or three races. I can't really say that because, like I said, I really didn't see that, you know. Like I said, I was doing other things just as well. But for camps, I do know that because, like I said, I know all the cars in the camps and we know which camp they're in and which camp they're not in yet. So maybe somebody else can answer that one for you. But I know, like I said, as far as the camp is concerned, I know C-Town won them. I think they won the most. I know that for a fact.
The C-Town camp?
Yeah, they won the most.
Okay. If anybody got any dispute on that, come let me know. I'm trying to find out which individual, which camp or whatever won the most races, whether you was an individual or you was a camp. I'm trying to find out because that night we forgot to give the grudge race of the night the trophy and we wanted to get it to the people who deserve it. And if it's a camp that won it, so be it. We'll give it to that camp. But if it was an individual that won the grudge race, it would be him.
Because he's not talking.
Your mic is
open. And,
I think it was. I'm thinking it was Easy D from a C-Town camp.
Yeah, they in the C-Town camp. Yeah.
I think it was the Easy D that won two races. If I'm not mistaken, I have to go back and check the video. But I think for hands down, as far as camp, it was C-Town and Jackie Diva's camp. Man, I mean they worked their ass off Friday night testing them cars and everything, and they did their thing coming back out. On Saturday, and they made sure those cars were right when they came back out the next day. So if it was me, I vote for, you know, C-Town Racing as a whole and Jackie Diva Kenny Duke and all them. You know what I'm saying? If you want to go camp, I'm going to go Jackie Diva, C-Town Racing. But as far as individual, I think Easy D won two races.
Easy D is part of which camp?
C-Town Racing.
C-Town.
Okay, well, you know, no wonder that guy came up to me. The guy came up to me. So, hey, man, we appreciate it. I'm going to tell you this. Hey, man, Jackie D was to me, my boogie, stand-up guy. I appreciate it. I had a few little problems. He came over and helped me out. I appreciate that, man. As long as I know Jackie, man, Jackie, he getting his group together. They making waves in his grudge racing, and they can't be doing their thing. But that Easy D guy, he came up to me, and I wasn't sure, so I just kind of blowing him off. I didn't know what it was. We got a grudge race trophy of the night, man, and the grudge race trophy goes to the C-Town camp and Easy D, man. So hats off to Easy D from the C-Town camp. You get the trophy.
Sir.
You give it to call me. Give me your address. We'll get it to you. And, hey, congratulations, man. Y'all camp did y'all thing. Jack and D will keep doing what you're doing. And, man, we really appreciate y'all coming out, man, and making action. Okay, share with that thing. We can go ahead on. Batman, if you want to, you can go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Somebody stop the background. Can you mute your mic?
Freeman, your mic is open. We have Jay Schaefer, Freeman, Batman, Cowboy, and Tracy. Your mic open. They're the only mic open right now. So that background noise is coming from the office.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tracy. Well, anyway, I was gonna tell Cowboy, you still on the phone?
That thing is on my nerves.
Is he still on the phone? Yeah. Cowboy, let me tell you something. I seen both races. You won the first one because I tell people all the time, Chase is a race on foot. Now, if the guy follow behind you, and so be it. So,
I ain't got paid for it.
Well, technically, you were supposed to get paid because if the guy came right behind you, Chase is a race. You know what I'm saying? But,
I'm calling you right now.
Hey,
for the world to know.
September
14th.
Get the drugs out, so y'all don't want the fuck to hear what y'all talking about. Y'all trying to lock up a race?
Well, I don't know what the whole justice of my buddy calling me out, but me and my buddy don't do no dirty. We do everything good, so he can call me and talk to me.
If you're doing it good, lock it up on air where all the drug people know and make them come down and want to see it.
No, we might do like y'all do, lock it up on there and don't know race happen. So we might, you know, we do it, lock it up and don't really happen. Call me, Alicat. I'll let you later on, partner.
You go juice yourself, Jackie. You go juice yourself.
Oh, God damn.
What else, Sam? Go to the next one. Yeah. Boy, look like he's acting up right now. Thanks, you fell off. Let me see if I get a next call.
I'm back,
Craig.
Okay, go ahead.
Next call.
I think this is going on with Alley Cat. Right now, you don't have any more hands up. I can try to open Tree Man again.
Okay, go ahead on. Then we'll get up into the topic for tonight.
Tree Man, your mic is open. Okay, Tracy, that may have been my mistake. You got one more hand that came up.
Okay.
214-376.
Is Cowboy still on there?
Yeah, Cowboy on you.
Cowboy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, it's Ken Cole Camp.
Uh-huh.
How you like that ass moving by a 50-year-old drunk man?
A 50-year-old? Why you all ain't pay me when I whoop you?
Hey,
you can't,
man,
you can't tell me why you ain't pay me. No, we ain't talk, Chris. I don't want to talk to him. Until
man,
they straighten that foot race up. Batman. Batman.
Drunk man.
Batman. Chris, where Batman at?
He ain't out here.
Batman, I'm here too much.
I don't care what.
Batman.
4-4.
He's still on, yeah, he's still on. He might have pushed over. He might be on another line. Mm-hmm.
Well, look at, I'm older than 50 years old.
I'm
older than 50 years old.
The reason, first race, you left early.
Okay, but I ain't got paid for it. And then, I'm older than 50 years old.
You left early, man.
So what?
You
got
to leave with him.
I'm owing him. I'm owing him. So what? I'm owing him. So I lost. So what? At least I paid. At least I paid when I lost.
What did you
lose? Man, come on, man. Be for real, Mexican. Y'all Mexican, all y'all Mexican is that dumb to know that you ain't lose? I just gave it to you because I feel like you need it.
Yeah, boy.
I gave it to you because I feel like you need it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't worry
about
it, sister. And I won. I ain't got paid, so don't even talk to me until you pay me.
Man.
Don't talk to me until you pay. Because I'm going to mute my mic, man.
We
you can mute here. Well, I did too. I walked to Allen Square and didn't got paid. But I ain't all about it. I gave it to you.
Nah, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Who else? Yeah, I'm sure that was a nice topic, man. See what kind of discussion we can come up with. Because I saw a lot of this going down. What you say?
You asked if you had any more hands up. You've got one more hand up.
Okay, well, go ahead. Go up there one more hand.
Jackie, your hands, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, you had a good event. I'd just like to thank everybody that showed up. I'd like to thank you out of town guys for coming. C-Town, man, they did a hell of a job. Easy D, Ronald, man, them guys, they look as good as they've ever looked out there. I just want to set the record straight. We are very good friends, but they're not part of my camp, so I didn't want that going unsaid tonight. Them guys deserve everything, you know, everything they're getting. I also just want to say that Big Jake, man, them guys, they worked their ass off out there, and Glass Man, you know, they got that thing together and got it going when it didn't look too good Friday night. Also, Kenny Duke did good. I want to take my hat off to him because they showed up. They raced Tony Bynes and then spent the rest of the day trying to get a race. Didn't really get nothing to happen out of that. And as far as C-Town Tony goes, he had two races locked up at the same time. It was just an oversight on his part. He went ahead and paid the punk out money to Tony Bynes in order to build a race nightmare. And then he had a race locked in with Greg Green, from my understanding, and he also had one in for Slack, but he couldn't get the Slack one in because he ran out of time. So he did end up racing three races, and the guy was definitely there to race whether the car would go down the track or not. He had his mind set up he was going to race, so I feel like he's he at least deserves a good mention for that. Other than that, I didn't see any other races I worked all night, but, man, it was an awesome race. It's probably the best grudge race I've ever been to, and I just wanted to say that on air so everybody hears it. Yeah, man, I'm not saying it behind closed doors. I think as an overall, it was a great race, especially for all the negative stuff we always hear at Crandall. I mean, all the way around, that was just a great race, and I thank you for everything you do. And I'm going to get off here, but congratulations to everybody, Tony Thorne, Nightmare, for that ass-whooping they gave Tony. I took it right along with him. I mean, hey, everybody did a great job, and I'm looking forward to the next one. Thank you, Tracy.
All All right, we appreciate that, man. We appreciate all you do to go help people out. You help a lot of people, man. You're right. I must say this because I heard it on two shows, not just one. I heard it on two East Coast shows. The Black Thing. If the Black Thing, they ever want to sell it, I already hear some people on the East Coast say, man, I want it. That thing is right. So, Kenny Duke, hey, you're doing what you're doing, boy. You got the people out here want to get the Black Thing from you. Because, hey, you surprised me to go from a big tie strap on 28 and go down Broadway like you did. Hey, y'all got it. Y'all, whatever y'all did, y'all found it awful quick because the thing went right on down the track. And put the, they played the Gap Band on Tony Bynes. And, hey, same as Big J. You got to take your hat off to Big J and his driver, they crew. Hey, man, they did their thing. Tony went up there, and, you know, hey, up on the circumstances, but a race is a race. Can't take nothing. Big J them put the Gap Band on him as well. So those are two races. Well, we know Big J and Tony probably happened at another day, but Tony said when that Black Thing with that belt again, he don't want that trouble. He got to find something else to try to Black Thing. Hey, man, with that said, man, Sharon, we ain't got no other hand up. I want to talk about what I think that we can talk about tonight and see where it go with it, see what people think about it, and see how can we help it out. Is there any other hands up?
You don't have any more hands up right now.
Okay, and for the night's topic, man, and I'm weighing this topic up because I saw it three or four times, you know, that I saw it tonight. And that's with grudge racing, man. Grudge racing is maximum. You know, hey, man, that's a heavy thing when it comes to grudge racing. That's a very heavy, heavy thing, and it's good for the game. Me, personally, I think that would go with grudge racing. It's smack talk. It's been around. It's never going away. I think that's what hype people up. I think that's what makes act. But overall, man, what I'm saying is this. Some people call themselves grudge racers, but they have a hard time handling the smack talk. We, man, as people who are part of this grudge game and we go out to grudge race and have fun, you know, I personally feel like it's our responsibility if we know some of these guys. You know, we got to know when it's going too far. You know, some guys know how to put that pressure on people and get people out of their character. You know, the guy that know that he getting the guy out of his character, man.
Two, one.
We have to know when it's going a little too far, and somebody needs to touch that guy, or bag that guy up, turn that pressure, cook it down, because everybody can't handle it. So I just want to know from the grudge world, the community, what do you think? Do you think it's part of responsibility? Do you think the smack talk is good for the game? What do you think? When it gets out of control and start going too far, do you think that it's right that as grudge racers and fans that we should step in and try to let a guy know when he's putting too much pressure on the guy to back off so this thing don't get out of hand? Because I saw a lot of situations, you know, Saturday night. Good thing nothing happened, but it's a part of it. What do y'all think, man? Push the one button. We'd like to know what the grudge world thinks. And we'd like to always remember, we got some other grudge races coming up, and we all want to try to help each other, support each other, and we want to make sure that it don't get out of hand, so we got to do our part. What do you think? I want to hear what you got to say. Push the one button, Terry. That's from a grudge race.
Hey, Tracy.
Uh-huh.
Let me speak on that, because I know me and the little guy, the RX-7, got still an altercation. And I know you was right there looking at that, at your face to face. And what he don't understand is for one thing, I don't have nothing against him. You know what I'm saying? Number two is that, like I told him when he was on the line, when they kept double staging the car, and the guy was over here trying to cut his stage. You know, in Texas, I don't know what they do, but I know what we do here. We always cut his stage. You know that, and I know that. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the guy was complaining about. And I was trying to get him to understand is that get the guy to back up before the guy come in, because he was going to never come in on the double stage. He ain't said that. He told me that himself. So the guy with the right time, he got all upset. And
hey, how you doing, man? You work at a sign company?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I like to do it like
Sally
a baby.
Get your phone. All right, Batman, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was trying to explain something to him, and he just went to rah, 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 rah. And you know me, I'm not going to keep on taking all that disrespect. I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, for one thing, what he didn't understand, even though I was an announcer, I was running the front just as well, because you know, and I know, that was wrestling. That's why I would do my best. So those guys that run those lines, they're going to listen to me anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because they know, I know every part of them familiar with what's going on and with that. So they kind of leave me as a leader to help them with that. So that's why I was trying to make them understand that the guy's not going to ever come to the life where y'all double beat me or double stage my life. You know? So he went, got all upset, this and that, what you saw, that yourself. But, you know, once again, is what he don't understand, like I was saying, is he needs to understand is that, man, I don't have nothing against him. I don't even really know who he is. You know what I'm saying?
Why you saying that? Doobie is on here, and that's right. And I'm going to say this because I see it. I done seen it. In grudge racing, you know, in class racing, we curse and say. In grudge racing, when you go in different places, and people out up there, they're used to doing certain things. It's just about a trickery. So it's about a communication call. I did see the guy that was standing by that car. He was hollering and fussing because the guy from Doobie's camp, Scooby, had went on Turbo Bulls in it. But in grudge racing, man, people trying to throw people off and get ready to trickery. So it kind of was a misunderstanding. Well, it's a class race, it's a grudge race. People mentalities are different. But I'm going to let Doobie address it because overall, we want to try to keep it respectful and keep it fun. So, Doobie, you got something to comment on. We're not bringing this up to start now. We're just bringing it up. Batman said, he was just trying to make sense from how we do it here in Texas, some people. And Doobie, probably, driver Scooby, was trying to say, hey, man, I'm going to go in there and turn both bugs on, and I'm ready. And so they probably threw another guy off. But Doobie, I'm going to let you out. So go ahead, Doobie.
Yeah, we went in, I mean, and what happened, Teresa, we both went in the water box at the same time. And we did our burnout. He did here. We didn't back him up because that the other truck didn't even go through the lights. We didn't back him up. He was crooked. We backed him up again and kind of got him over and backed him up a third time. And we still waiting after we went in and pre-staged and we sitting there. They have never, I mean, it was 15 seconds and he didn't even come in and pre-stage. So Scooby went in and double bugged. I mean, you can't sit there and a man sitting in a light and running the temperature. It's not like a car on the street every day, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to tell him. You're not going to sit here and burn the car down, you know, even though he wasn't on the trans brake, but the temperature is going up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? That's what you know what? All you had to do? But you know all you had to do, though, because I understand that part right there, all you had to do was shut your truck off, man. Because let me show you something. Listen, this is what I'm saying. A lot of guys, what they fail to understand is even if you're racing somebody, you don't know really what's going on with that car over there. There was a reason why that guy was doing it. And I know the reason why he was doing it because he said y'all double bugged him. And he wasn't coming in on no double bug. And that's the reason why I came over there and tried to explain it to y'all. And then you went to rah, 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 rah. And I'm like, well, big dog, it ain't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell you what's going on being your terrain talk. That's the only thing I'm trying to explain to you, man.
But what I'm saying, Batman, we had to sit there on a pre-stage. No, on a pre-stage.
But I said it, but if you're a veteran that's racing, like, folks, let me tell you something. You sit down with a clown around, you know, the first time I'm through, back up my flight, turn my car off. That's what I'm going to do. Because they plan or something's going on with the car. By you not knowing what's happening, I mean, he could have went to the back, you know what I'm saying? He could have been playing, or he could have been having problems with his car. And that's why I was trying to get you. What the heck, I'm stupid, man. I'm better understanding when it comes to a lot of things, man. I just trying to explain to you, and I understand that you was in the moment, you was this and that. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell you something. You rah, 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 rah. I'm like, oh, man, goddamn. It ain't that serious, man. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
if you didn't see
some of the stuff we didn't see where once you back a car up and the other man going in and lights drop, then what happened?
You know what? I guarantee you this. Listen, there's one thing about me, Scooby. If you tell the Dallas Dogs, and I'm telling you, man, I do all of the, I promise you, I do all the announcements around here. And I, anybody can tell you, man, I try to make understanding with everybody, man, before they even get in them things, man. Because I know it can happen like that. I know it can. I just seen it happen many times, man. I promise you, if that would have went down like that, I would have been right down beside you and say, man, that was no race. And it would have went down with no race, man. I believe that. I promise you that. Because I know that was being unfair. If y'all would have pulled back and they would have been took off and they told me it was a race, I would have told them initially. I would have been right there on your side and told them, no, there wasn't no race because y'all over there playing. The man backed up to try to get ready and y'all try to get in. No, that's some shit. I don't even like playing that game, man, with nobody, because I know people can get hurt with a misunderstanding. And that's the only thing I was trying to tell you, big dog.
I mean, well, we got it straight now, but, you know, and like you say, at that moment, you know, you got money on that line. You don't, you know, you ain't thinking about, you worrying about the vehicle that's in your lane. That's the one you worry
about.
And you
know what? I promise you, on that right there, particular, if shit would have went wrong on that, I guarantee you, me or Trace would have got right there and look at the understanding. And I promise you, y'all wouldn't have, nobody would even got saved, man. Seriously, because it would have been bullshit in the game. And one thing I don't do, and I don't like when it comes to high track, is bullshit, man. I don't like that, man. For real. I tell people that all the time, man. I tell them, if y'all don't like in some races, once you get in them games, your money on, man. Ain't no playing. If you ain't ready, don't get in them. That is my favorite motto. Tracy will tell you that.
Well, we got it straight, man.
Okay, man. Okay. Before you go to another caller, you, Kenny Duke, want to say something? Can you just push the one button? If you see 214-4667 over the mic, they want to say something.
Okay, I'm looking for him. Hold on, give me a second.
Push the one button, Kenny. I don't see him. He didn't need to be called. Okay, I don't see a hand.
I don't see him either, Trish.
Okay, we'll go to the next caller. Maybe we'll call him maybe on the phone. Go to the next caller.
Okay. DJ Madhouse, your mic is open.
Hey, Sharon, thank you for opening up my mic. Thomas Dahl, thank you for having a fabulous show, man. I have to agree across the board about everything. Most of all, that was the greatest event I have ever been to. I'm sure it won't be the last event that I'll go to, but this year, that was the best grudge race I've ever seen, and it was worth the trip there. And a trip back home. I drove all the way there, and I drove all the way back home the same night. Thank you, but the boys for putting me back on the highway because my GPS was on crack or something. I don't know what was up with it. But to reiterate about the conversation between that man and a guy in a wet boxer, his car. All I know is a GTA purplish car. It was something like that. I interviewed him. He actually was really, really pissed off. And I zoomed in on him when they both was about to get into it, and I cut it off. I cut it off because people don't need to see that. We already know what goes on in a grudge race. But I thought it was important for me, as a correspondent, to go over there and talk to him. Now, he wasn't very – he was extremely professional, but he wasn't – he was angry. He didn't know who I was, and I said it real quickly. I introduced myself to him. I said, if this any consolation to you, can I pull you to the side and ask you on film, why was it so important for you to do what you did? Now, Tommy, you may remember this about 4 or 5 months ago. We talked about the same thing about things going on in the wet box and stuff like that, and I agree with you. I'm not going to argue with you guys tonight. This is not going to happen. You can't stop that in grudge racing. It's just one of those things that you can't stop people from arguing. You can't stop people from just, you know, wanting to be a part of the race. They want to be a part of the race, but you can't stop that. However, don't take my word for it. It's right there on my video. I was professional enough to get my video up within the last 12 hours after Saturday, I mean after Sunday, and it's there. And he strictly said, if you don't take my word for it, look him in the eye. Babies in eyes don't lie. A man can't look you straight in the eye and tell you an all-out lie unless he's one of the greatest liars in the world. He's going to do something. His face, something is going to twitch to give you the indication that he's lying. But with that said, he told me the reason that he did that is because anything can happen in a race. And if you watch, after I had that interview with him, two cars later, I think this guy's drive shaft popped off. It was sparks and stuff popping all over the track. The guys had to actually run down there and get stuff off the track. So I totally agree with him. And at the end of that conversation, I said, man, I want to thank you for being professional. And most of all, thank you for just, you know, telling everybody how important it is, you know, to stand back. Now, at H&T, where I represent, I represent Houston Motors for Race Park. When they had major grudging, that's like yours, Atomic Dog. People tried to rush this. They tried to rush that wet box. But what they did was, the track is almost similar when you get into the wet box up to the trees. It's almost a similarity. But what the cops do over there, they stop them before you can even walk your happy butt on up. They, oh, what you doing? You ain't got the right authorization to be here. You can't come up there. Now, I can understand that there was a lot more people at that event than it was at H&P. I know that. I've seen it.
The space is way bigger, though, man. The space is way bigger, man. The space is way bigger, man. I mean, I have to disagree with you on that one, man. The space is way bigger, man. Way bigger.
Let me make this point. The most powerful man on the track, since you opened up your mouth, I wasn't going to say nothing, but you did it. The most powerful man on the track is the man with the microphone. He's the most powerful man on the track next to the people who got the trees, because all you have to do is walk up to the guy with the trees and say, shut it down.
You must have went and ate a sandwich then, because I said that several times. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I'm going to tell you one thing. You can't get anybody to celebrate playing time. Because I've done them a million times, though. And I know
I'm not saying that you did not do that. I'm not saying that, man. This is not about
that. I understand that,
bro.
But what I'm trying to tell you is this.
I understand that you're very passionate, Batman, about what you're doing. But what I'm saying to you is this. I'm not saying that you didn't do an incredible job. I thought you did a hell of a job. You was a multitask person. You did some of everything. You know what I'm saying? I would never, first of all, I'm not going to get on the air and knock you down. That's not what I'm going to do. But I will say this here. The most powerful man on the track, and this is just my synopsis. I mean, I'm not the most intelligent person when it comes down to this grudge stuff. I'm new to this. And I'm learning. That's the most important thing, that I'm learning. But the most powerful man on that track is the man with the mic. I'm not saying that you didn't shut it down. I mean, if you notice, look at me. I didn't stand in one spot all night. I do just like I do with anybody else. It's like I walk around that track. You may see me on top of the roof. If they allow me to get on top of the roof or a helicopter shot, I'm doing it because I'm fearless like that. You know,
Batman.
And I'm not trying to upstage nobody. I'll say it again. Batman, you did an incredible job. That was a really good job. I know you lost your voice just because you screamed.
Hey, Batman.
In fact, they had your mic turned down so low, you could still hear your voice in the audience. How I know that? My ass was there. I was in the audience. I'm not saying nothing bad about you, Batman. I think what you did was a great job. But at the end of the day, one of the most important people on that track is the man with the microphone. And I'm not saying that
Hey, Chris,
that's all I'll go that much to say it. You did an incredible job. But for all the fans who respect Atomic Dog and Atomic Dog Racing, go to the video. the video don't lie. You cannot manipulate it. You can't do no matrix stuff with it. The video just don't lie. Go take a look at the video, and you were right. But he had a little bit more cootin' than you did, because at the end of the day, Atomic Doll's car went into reverse, and it did. It hit somebody. It hit a couple people. It didn't hurt him real bad, but it hit him enough to move him out the way. And that could happen to anybody. Atomic Doll's car broke on the track, and nobody knew it but the people who were technically behind the scenes. And then he was silent enough to roll off, and he rolled off. That's all I want to say. And by the way,
hey, Batman, excuse me.
I can get prime time on the phone. I've been talking for most of the day. I've been talking to Jason from the Duke Boys, and I can get him to call prime time, or one of those guys to call me back, and I'll get him on the double line with you, and you can say whatever you have to say. Thank you, Atomic Doll.
Okay, thank you, man. Okay, I think we got Kenny Duke on it. I think we got Kenny Duke. He wants to say something. Keep getting texted.
Kenny,
hold on a minute right here.
Check your
mic.
I
think
you can hold on here. 214-467,
your mic is open.
214-467, Kenny Duke. Coming up.
What's up?
Hey, let me ask you a question. You and Batman. When you grub raising, you can double stage if you want them. That grub raising.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was saying to Batman, that it's grub raising. People never play.
Yeah, grub raising. Anything goes.
And grub raising, people be trying to play trickery, and that's one thing they do on the light. So you got to be careful. When it's a grub race, people going to play with the light, you know.
Yeah, we do it all the time.
Talking the red light. But sometimes people do it to try to throw the next drive off. The guy just didn't understand, and when the guy never buzzed, I saw the guy who was pulling him in the light. He was just screaming and shouting, and I was standing up there, and I said, hey, man, it's a grudge race, man.
Guys
playing
stuff. The only way, a double bug will affect you. Only way that'll affect you when they got on that automatic star.
Yeah,
if they're on that automatic star, if you double bug somebody, most time you're a red light.
Yeah, you're a red light, yeah.
See, we'll check and see if they're on that automatic star before we race. Because we don't want to be on the automatic star when you grub race.
No, I'm
when
saying,
you're grub racing, you don't want to be on automatic star. Because anything happening, brother.
Yeah, because I was up in Alabama, and the guy did that. It was on auto store, man. And the guy won the light. One guy pulled in and turned the lights on, and he turned the two bottoms on. The other guy turned the top on, and the guy just sat there. He grudge racing, and he didn't understand. I was not. No, that was in Louisiana at Bulls race. And most people did it. And he didn't pull in there, and he threw the red light on him, and he was upset. And he just didn't understand once if it's on the auto store. It's going
to
cash out about 5-7 seconds.
I know.
So,
the only thing I was trying to get y'all to understand is that the man that was over there on the left side, he told me himself. He raised the window and said, I'm not coming in because they double staged it. And that's when I walked over there and told Scooby, he said they ain't going to come in because they ain't be y'all.
Yeah, but that's all in raising, though. That's still all in raising.
I understand it. But this is what I'm trying to say is he wasn't going to come in. That's why I came over there and told Scooby, he ain't coming in, man. He already said he ain't coming in.
But see, that was Tony. Tony, we just sat there. We went around hot. We just sat right there.
No, I understand about the double stage. I mean, trust me, I see a lot of people doing it. I'm just trying to explain to y'all what the man told me.
Man, we did
too
like that,
man.
You forget?
Trey, but the man messed me up. Listen, Cowboy, you didn't mess me up because you know what? I just left late. That's all. You didn't mess me up.
Yeah, we double-staged too.
But it doesn't mean, it doesn't affect me like that, though. Because you can double-stage me, and I get right on your ass again. It don't make no difference. You keep double-staging me for life. It don't make no difference to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a racer. I'm not no amateur here. I know all the tricks and trades, too. I'm just telling you what the man was telling me. I was trying to get the race going on.
Yeah, you're right.
Matter of fact, that guy that you was talking to with the purple, GTO or whatever, him,
yeah.
You know what he was really mad for? You know why he was mad? Because he said, man,
what?
We've been waiting for a while to get in the line, and now we up here now, nothing is not right, and I told him this. I said, man, do you see how many cars back there? I think you have to wait like everybody else. Then he went off. And then I went off.
Well, you got to handle yourself. You got to keep yourself right. You got to handle yourself. Because you're running the microphone.
Yeah.
You got to keep everything going. You ain't did nothing wrong.
I turned the microphone off and went off. Because like I told him, man, this is grudge. I don't know if you ain't used to this or not, but this is what grudge do. You want to do some cash racing, you need to go somewhere else. Because he went off. I ain't going to tell y'all what he said, but he went off. That's why I went off.
Oh. Well, you ain't doing nothing wrong.
One thing about it, man, you look at it like it, you talk about it, it's just a teachable moment situation in grudge racing to give people more knowledge to understand. When you got people in different places, you just got to understand you got a grudge racing. God's going to do certain stuff and just learn the age. Now get out of there and do your thing. Yeah?
Right.
It's just a teachable moment, man.
And see, and to be honest about it, I'm going to tell y'all something. To be honest about it, that guy right there, he comes to Dollar Raceway all the time, and he comes when the bracket races come. He just got caught up on a Saturday when he threw his
brother. Man, keep doing what you're doing, man.
I'm going to try to, baby. As long as God keeps getting my brother, I'm going to try.
Pride dies going to keep getting on your head. You keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, man, listen, man. I've been doing this 27 years, man. You best believe it. I ain't finna stop.
Keep doing what you're doing.
I know what we're going to keep doing, y'all. Send y'all back with y'all head down.
Kenny, on the case of your mic is over here now.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. What's happening?
Okay, what's going on, man? What you got?
Man,
what's the deal?
Man, I'm just sitting here watching the news, seeing if they see if they had any reports on that homicide that took place at Dallas Raceway when I whooped Tony Fines down.
Oh, Cowboy's on here. Cowboy, you said you're still in the murder row, right?
Hey, we lost the race with a street car against a race car, so we ain't mad.
Hey.
Now, why you on race now? Why you on run Gangsta Boo? You got the back tower with Gangsta Boo. I know.
Let me see.
That truck got the. And then look at him. Look at him. You can put on your big tie and your wheelie bar. You got the back tire.
Okay. Listen to me. I will do that race. You give me the back tire to move, and I'll do that.
Look at it. Now you want to move. You didn't get the street by it. Look at it. You didn't get the street caught in that. We got your head up.
Listen.
You had a bigger mower. You had a backhand. We ain't crying. We lost.
Listen, though. You made the rules. Go back.
I ain't made no rule on that. I never made no rule on that.
Come over here and told me exactly what he wanted to do. I didn't say nothing. I said, okay.
So you won. Now, Ray's a real car. Ray's a real car and win. Talk about that. You got the back
tire. I'll tell you what. You put a 29-10-5 on it.
Man, I ain't told you what to put on your car when we ran you. Did I tell you what to put on your car? We ran you with a big block. You got a big block back half car, man. We got a street car.
You told me.
You ain't run none out of a back half car. You'll get gapped.
Well, you.
Okay, so you won the race. So look here, I'm not changing no tire, I'm not changing no oil, I'm not changing no nothing. I'm going to get to your ass with that back tire. You ain't got to change. I told you, put on everything.
I'll
tell you what. Put on some 33.
I'll be honest with you.
You put 33.
Let me be honest.
I tell you, put 34s on that truck. You put anything you want to be on that truck, I give you the back tire. I'm still ain't going to change that car. I'm going to keep no wheelie bar with 29. You still got the back tire with Gangsta Boo.
And you're going to put 29-10-5s on it.
Whatever on there that was going to stay on there.
Are you going to run that big? Yes, sir.
I don't care what you put on your car. Don't tell me what to put on my car.
I
you can put anything you want to put on your car.
I kept trying to put it in the body bag, but they wouldn't go.
Listen to me.
You
can't get everything. Can't go your way all the time.
It ain't going my way. You're going your way.
I accommodated you.
I won't tell you how to run your car.
Said,
run your car how you want to run your car.
And no wheelie bars. And I came out there.
Run your car how you want to run your car.
I don't care what you do with your car.
I don't pay for your car. Do anything you want to do with your car.
We can't do nothing with that car. Let's talk about
So I got Dillerson number two. I sold Dillerson. Now I got Dillerson number two. So what you want to do? Dillerson number two got 29s on it. No wheelie bars and one comparator. Now, what you want to do with that?
I don't know. How y'all trick you like that. Y'all have me some kind of pro mod over there to race 29.
Pro mod? Brother, we got a pro mod. We're running pro mod class. But right, I got dealers. Right. We sold dealers.
I ain't scared
no, we got dealers number two.
Make it right.
We sold.
Just make it right.
Okay, I'm making it right. How right can I make it? You ain't made it right. So now I'm finna make it right. I run you with dealers
okay,
number two,
what,
a gangster boot.
I'm telling you right here. He made the rules on the last race. Let me make the rules on this one. He just didn't make
okay,
very good rules.
Okay, so what rule you got?
I just told you. Put 29s on the gangster boot two. Give me the back tire. I'll put 29s on mine and my wheelie bars, and we'll do that race.
I got 29s on gangster boot.
No, you don't. That's a 12-inch tire.
Oh, okay. Well, you say I got 29s on gangster boot. That what you said?
29, 10, 5.
You don't tell me what kind. Okay, you buy them then, I put them on. You sell me a pair, I put them on.
Hey, you didn't buy
okay,
them.
Okay, don't tell me what to put on. Okay, I don't care. I don't care. I'm telling you now. You can put 34s on that motherfucker you want. You got the back tie. I don't care what tie you put on there. You got the back tie.
That's
the way
you
want
to do
the back
tie. When
everybody can get around you, we got to do it this weekend.
I can't make it up there this weekend, dude.
Yeah,
how about November 2nd at that race?
November 7th.
So like, yeah, that's at Mississippi Joe's race.
Oh, yeah. We got to run Mississippi Joe then.
Well, that don't matter.
We ain't getting shit then. We got to run Mississippi Joe then. We concentrate on then Mississippi Joe then. We ain't getting shit then. That day I run your head the fuck up. I tell you what I do. That day I bring dealers number two, one carburetor, 29, and I run your head up.
Let
with
me
no
see the
ball.
Car first.
With no winner bar.
I'll be looking.
It'll have
looking
no winner bar.
Okay. But I'm going to run
okay,
my winner
bar. Okay. I don't care about your winner bar. You can have your. Okay.
Right.
Okay, look. You can run your winner bar. Does that mean? Right. You can keep your winner bar on, sir.
Let me look at the.
Yeah.
Some.
Hey, we're still locked in. Since you said bring the back half bar. We still
out here
that back half car November 2nd, right?
To a back end car? Man, I ain't told you bring no back half car.
Yeah, you just don't care. Just run your back half car and then run our back half car.
You ain't gonna run it. Man, if we do bring a back half car, y'all ain't gonna run it. But we ain't bring back half car then.
You're locked in with us. Tony Bynum said we were still locked in. We paid the park out money and said we were locked in for the race.
You might bring a back half car. You might bring one.
We're locked in with Gangsta Boots.
Tony was on medication. Y'all know Tony had just got robbed. Tony was on medication. That's how we lost the first race. If y'all really want to know, Tony had just got robbed. He was on medication. I don't know what Tony said to you, so I wasn't riding that.
Hey, that ain't got nothing to do with this. Y'all was on medication when you left here.
I don't know what Tony said to you, sir. You should take that up with Tony. Take that up with Tony then. Whatever Tony said to you, take that up with Tony. So I wasn't riding when Tony said that to you. I don't know what Tony said to you.
Okay.
Yeah, so you need to take that up to Tony, not the Cowboy. Whatever he said, I ain't going to do what he said. I don't know. I wasn't around. But I'm saying what I know, what I went through.
Hey, Tommy Dog, what's that mean?
Well, can we get somebody on the phone that can make some decisions? Because if you can't make the decision, we don't need to talk to you.
Oh, yeah, I can make a decision. I ain't going to make a decision you want me to make. So I ain't. Look, I asked to talk to you no damn time. Don't talk. I can make a half a decision. But I don't
want
to make none with you.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't know what Tony said to you.
He sounds a little scared, Jack.
Yeah, he sounds scared.
My mama, look at him. My mama ain't never had a kid with a scary bone. She ain't never had a kid with a scary bone.
What did you say you sounded scared?
I said she never had a kid. She never had a kid with a scary bone.
Well, you know, Cowboy, look here, man. I see they trying to double team you on here, so you got to have your team players come in. Look here. Now, that guy that talking to you, is that the guy that we were locked in with that paid the park out?
Yeah. That's me.
Did you lock another race in with Tony?
Tony Bryan said we are still locked in for that fur cap money.
How can you be locked in if you paid?
Hey, Tony said that he was going to hold their money and still leave it locked up. He wasn't going to take their money, so that money
yeah,
still locked up.
Yeah, but he probably bring them back hand car. He got to run with Gangsta Boo. He locked that race in, not even knowing what kind of car that guy had.
Hold on, BC. Look like we got confusion. Let's get Tony on the phone so we'll know exactly what
Tony had the auction.
Yeah, the auction right
you
now.
You can call and see can you get him. But he had the auction.
Yeah, see what you're telling me, because I always going back to what Tony said. We're trying to get Tony, because I don't know.
I'll try.
Okay. Hey, well,
Scooby?
Yeah.
Scooby.
Hey,
Scooby,
what's up, Tommy Dog, Batman? Kenny Duke.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
I'm waiting on my hat, man, and that hood.
Okay. Well, whenever I'm ready to put my other one on there.
How y'all doing, man? I enjoyed y'all, man. Hey, Trace, I enjoyed myself at the show. Man, y'all did a hell of a job. I got my first win on the grudge scene. I'm looking forward to coming back out there. Like I said, y'all racing out there, man.
I'm
looking for Kenny Duke is when he get ready to sell that truck.
Hey, Scooby.
Huh?
Scooby. Hey, this is Brandon, man, with the silver Mustang. Can we make that race happen?
Hey, I tell you, I can't tell you when I'm coming back out there, but I think Trace is coming
back. You ain't got to come out here. I mean, if it's that Louisiana, we trying to come down there for that Louisiana race. If we come down there, can we make that race happen? But them bars ain't coming out, man.
Come to Montgomery, man. We'll come up with something. Come to Montgomery.
I have
Montgomery
win.
For big drag race, I think that's on the 22nd of next month.
The bars ain't coming out though, Scoop.
Yeah. What y'all gonna do for me? Y'all won't love you and bars.
Nah, we can't do nothing but give you the nigga lane. I ain't got you gave that true. We set up the same way, man. We just got balls. We can't take the balls out though.
Y'all got two kids and everything on that car.
Man, we running one kid. One kid or one kid?
It should be working enough.
Hey, Kenny Duke.
Hey, mute your phone, buddy.
Hey, Kenny.
Yeah.
Hey,
That ain't coming from my phone.
What you gonna do for me, Kenny? You know you got that mountain motor. I'm a small block one kid.
Who is it?
You don't just Google it with the white SP.
Oh, you want to do something with my truck?
Yeah, your boy kept jigging at me, and we almost come up with a little something. What you gonna do? I'm for you to start now. It was on. I told him you get on one and let me break.
Nah, I don't do the hit. I won't do that. I might give you the back tire, but I don't let nobody hit.
No, yeah, that's the only way I feel safe. If you get on one and I get on one and you let me break up out of there.
No, I can't do that. I don't do no hitting. Now, I let somebody have the back tire, but your truck looks as fast as mine, shit.
Base. Yeah, right. But,
It does. Hell, I bet you that thing looks as fast as mine.
Hey, I heard y'all talking about them grudge race. Hey, man, I went in there and turned my buzz on, and I'm looking at them boy man telling me he ain't coming in there. If that thing would have been on race mode and that red light would have come on, I'd have been looking for my money. Hello?
Yeah, you addressed it to Batman. You addressed it to Batman.
Yeah. Now, was I right or wrong? I thought girl racing anything.
Yeah,
else.
One.
Yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying. The guy... some people, they cross race. They race grudge and they race class. And, you know, I was standing right there. And I just sit up there and said, man, it's a grudge race. You know, he's a guy. I knew it wasn't on our side.
Was that a grudge to me? I didn't hear y'all.
Well, yeah, he was dressed
up too bad, man. I said that when I went in there and turned my buzz on, we grill racing. I don't know who that guy was standing in front of them boys' truck, but he raising all the sand, telling them he ain't coming in, not to come in.
Don't worry about that.
If that thing would have been on auto start, a red light of them, I'd have been
looking for
that.
No, it was
red
like
you.
It
wasn't
a
red like
me.
Yes,
this
it was.
What I'm saying, though, man.
It would have been on auto start.
Look,
it would have been on auto mail. It would have red like you.
When I turn my buzz on,
when you turn both of your buzz on, he ain't turn no buzz on. It was on automatic.
Listen,
it was on automatic. You done rolled in there and cut both buzz on. And he came there cutting down buzz on. When he would have rolled in and turned both his buzz on, it would have red like you.
Right, that's exactly right. On auto start, it touches the
See, on auto start, you got to turn one on, he got to turn one on. He got to have a second in. Then once you go in there,
right.
He got about 7 seconds, he got to go on in. If he don't go on in,
exactly.
He's going to red like him.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. But when you're blood racing, you don't want no auto start
yeah.
on your blood racing.
Because
you did the right thing, go on in there.
But this is a lot of people get misunderstanding about grudges and anything else, man. I tell people all the time, man, get your understanding first before y'all even race, man, because people from different, all the way around race different, man. Some people double bug, some people country stage, some people do some of everything. I tell people all the time, man, when y'all pay y'all money and y'all pay the face, y'all need to get y'all understanding together on the right, man, because that's where it all has a problem in that, man. Just like y'all saying, y'all double club buzz, we buzz race. A lot of people don't understand the way y'all cruise race. Some people understand buzz race, okay, you turn on light, I turn on light, we both, but we turn on our first light, we go in. A lot of people race off that. Some people
are
trying
up.
To play the trickery.
Huh?
So that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's why I tell you all the time, get your understanding first before you even bet your money or anything. If it's red light, you lose, you cross the line, you lose, you get it both of your bins. If you don't leave, you lose. You got to get all that understood, man. And it won't be a problem.
I think they've already done it.
Just don't get up there and race and you think everybody's understood with the game. Because there will be a problem, man, because really,
it's not the company.
Take
a picture of that
and
go show it to Angel.
Who is that?
Kenny Duke.
That ain't Kenny Duke.
And hey, I'm
muted. Yeah, but that's the only thing I'm saying. Get your understanding first before y'all even race about the life and the race, and it won't be a problem because one thing about it, understanding be everything when it comes to everything, man. And I tell people that time and time and again, I didn't see people get into fights over some bullshit because of shit that you couldn't even solve it before you even got into the race.
I don't think it was the driver. It was the guy that was pulling him up. That, you know what I'm saying, if he would have got him out the way, the driver would have came on in.
But the thing is, you might be right. But who's going to let that driver get in there? No, they got money betted on it there on the same thing. They're not going to do that, man. They looking out for their driver just as well as you looking out for yours. Get your understanding before you race, man.
Yeah, that's why another thing. Yeah, me and this crew talking about racing, I don't even know who that was, where he come from. Maybe they need him or whatever. But, hey, man, you need to get out the way, man. We've been setting this up. This has been going on for a long time.
That's Bud Morgan. He's been around racing probably longer than all of us.
Yeah. Bud Morgan sitting there, all that old, like he a gorilla action and all that. That ain't about nothing. Calm down.
But you know what, though? Now, check this out. I'm going to speak right on everything, man. Even with you, if you're right. You see Bud Morgan, that's who works on their car. That's who build everything they do. So, of course, he's going to check what's going on. And whether you know it or not, the dude that was driving was listening to Bud Morgan. So it's kind of hard to tell him not to get in there and not do what he do, man.
Hey, I understand that.
But what I'm saying is, it's all about you show me respect, you show respect. If he said, hey,
yeah,
man,
you know what?
Houston, I think Dean, to a certain extent, just let us do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Because
you can't control that. But you know what? One thing you can say, you saying right, though, if a person gonna double bug you, they gonna double bug you. But I guarantee you this, if I race anybody that double bug me, I'm gonna make you run hot. Because you try to pull a kick, so I'm gonna pull a kick. You understand?
You're right. You're right.
So I can take my time, do what I want to.
You're right, Batman. But see, what you would be doing, you know, would be wrong. You know what I'm saying? As a drug racer.
Let me ask something. How is that wrong when somebody double bombing you? You didn't tell them to get it right. You didn't tell them to get it right.
What I mean by you would be wrong is because you said that I would make them run hot. That's wrong to make another person run hot. You trying to, you know, because this is the same, you know, I'm going to get off topic for a second, because that same thing happened to me when I was down there in Dallas. And I saw one of the, you know, I saw Tony Bynes do a thing against a well-known
guy. We did a lot of things. Let me tell you something. Sweet Potato, we raised gigantic. They went in there and double bug Tony. I was at the line. I told Tony, cut one light on and clean out. He over there on his crayon break like a fool. I told Tony, clean out. As soon as he got his crayon break, I told Tony, go in. And we bust his head off. You shut his head off. We bust his head off because he had to be in devil bug.
So now when we double bug a joker,
we don't get on no crayon break. When we double bug somebody, we just stay still because we ain't going to run, huh?
That's right. To me, I think that's what drug racing is all about. Because I've seen it time and time again where a guy would come up on his hands, but a guy would start something down. You know what I'm saying? And wait for that person to come up on his hands.
Hold on. Let me just close the mic. I'm gonna leave Cowboy open. I'm gonna leave Rag Top open.
Leave me open, Miss Sharon. I got something to say.
Who is that, Brandon?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask y'all a question. Hold on. Just a second. Hold on, please. Batman, I'm leaving you open. Brandon, you're open. Scooby, BET. All of y'all are still open, but watch the background noise, guys, because we can't hear.
I'm going to ask you one question then. Okay, if you double bug somebody, I mean, you're trying to get the edge. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, then. So what's wrong with another man trying to play games just as well as y'all playing because y'all playing a game?
But see, making somebody run hot is not playing the game, bro.
But let me ask you a question then. Then what you double bombing for then?
If you're trying to get the edge, the man turn on one light, the man can take his time by coming in, man.
Because you know what? Honestly, though, Clayos and Jason, what they do, they don't double bug. I don't know what nobody else do, but they don't double bug, man. They give up real guys and real players to the game. To me, you don't care shit, man. You don't care shit. I'm telling you right now, if you ever double bug me, I'm going to burn you down. I'm telling you right
Batman.
Now, so don't bug me.
Batman. You made a comment on courtesy staging. There's no such thing as courtesy staging and grudging.
Batman, listen, you mixing it up, bro.
You can't burn him down.
How can you burn him?
Well, I can use that
right
now.
Okay, well, don't do it then. I'm telling you right now, you better figure out something. To me, when you do that, you're trying to get the edge. So I'm going to get my edge.
Lock us in. Let me ask you a question, Batman. How is that trying to get the edge? And that man's going in, he's ready to go. He waiting on you to come in so he's ready to go. How is that an edge? He can't lead to the life of.
No, what I'm trying to tell you this straight is, I didn't see people go straight into the bulb of the light. They don't stop. They go straight into the bulb of the light.
That's
stop.
All they do.
And what that means, he's ready to go.
Hey.
All the guys, you know, they go there with Devil Bubba. Man, drug racing is out of trigger. People going to play games. All that, when you see two bulbs, all that guy thinking, I'm ready.
Tracer. That's
how he's saying, Tracer. That's it. What if I don't win in the deep stage, turn my top
Kevlar
off and left my bottom off?
Yeah.
Tracer.
No, you can win in the deep stage,
turn the top off and leave the bottom one on.
And nine times out of ten,
you're going to red light.
That's all set up in your roll light.
Tracer.
Go ahead.
This is a fan. Y'all all need to go to lunch and talk about Double Bubs. We don't here to listen about what race is coming up.
Yeah.
We want to hear about some races. We don't care nothing about no Double Bubs. Y'all talk about that on lunch break or something.
Hey, Fane. Well, I'm going to tell you what's coming up. I'm going to blow them boys' ass out again.
Okay. Well, if you're going to blow them out, where are you going to blow them out and when are you going to blow them out so we can travel down there?
I'm going to blow their ass out in Montgomery at Big Drag Benefit Race.
When is that?
September the 22nd.
Okay, well, and there's a race coming up September the 2nd?
I don't know about September the 2nd.
They got a Labor Day race in Houston, don't they?
That's on the first.
Okay, well, the first, they still, that's before the 22nd.
Yeah, I ain't going to be able to make that.
Yeah, Lil Mac got one in Dallas, too, at the end of this month.
Yeah, on 31st. Okay, that's what we want to hear about. We want to hear about some races. We don't want to hear about no Double Bub. Y'all talk about that on lunch break.
I agree with him on that. They'll beat that with a death, so I think we understand they'll beat that with a death, though. We're going to go to a college. Who is this fan right here? Who is it? Who we got?
Hey, Tracy, I did have a two-part question. Let me get to my second-part question.
Okay, right.
I appreciate you, man. Hey, Batman, is your car ready?
Yes, stay ready.
Oh, okay. Because I got a dude out of Houston, hillbilly dude, where, you know, overall and all that stuff. And,
who's Phil?
Huh? Yeah, it's Phil.
Is your car ready?
Yeah, my car ready. You want to put some 29 on your car? Right?
Don't put nobody in front of the gate. You get in front of the gate.
Okay, I'll get in front of the gate. Hey, you told me a while back that when my car get ready, and I got oil pressure, and I went down the track, and I still got to make a couple more shakedowns, but that's here nor there. If you, like you said, that you was going to put 29s on your car and take the bars off, we could do it at Max, at Lil Max Race.
You know what? You got it. I'm sick of you.
Lock him in, Phil.
But you know how to do sweet buns taste in your mouth, too, huh? Because I'm sure you had the input in your mouth.
Better lock him in, Phil. You're going to wiggle out of it.
So how much you going to lock in, man?
Man, we lock in whatever you want to lock in. I tell you what we'll do, because I ain't going to get all crazy with you. Foot lock in 2 on 5 or better.
Okay, that's a bet.
Because I don't even know what my car going to do on 29.
Okay, then.
I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to do it for you because you cry so much. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to go find some wild-ass 29s and put them on there.
Hey, if you don't have excuses, just save me the money, man. I need some donation money anyway, man. Just give me the money. Just save me the money. You scared? You want to make excuses? Just save me the phone call.
Putting people in front of you instead of putting you in front of me.
Because I got friends just like you do.
You always talk about this.
Listen,
I saw somebody walking to my car, and I'm not afraid
of talking about my car. I'm talking about my car, though, Peter. I'm talking about me and you and my car. What
no,
can
you
we
don't.
Do?
Not all the time, Batman. Not all the time.
What
you always talk about
listen,
your friend.
Listen,
you always talk about
what
your friend.
Listen, I'll tell you what I do, because I want.
Batman, hold on. Batman, one second. Okay. Batman, Phil. Y'all been talking for 15 minutes. Are y'all going to walk in the right
place?
I got hands up.
I don't think so.
Next. Brandon, you've been very, very patient. Brandon, your mic is open. Hey, Myra, hold on. We'll take your slack. Phil, that's Phil because we'll lock in for the
31st. Is my mic still open?
Y'all can hear you.
Hey, I'm going from the shortest to the fattest, to the tallest, man. Y'all in the middle of the line. What you talking about, Ken?
Yeah.
Yeah, you in the middle of the line, bro.
Hey, go and kick me to the back. We'll be down there for the 31st. We'll take viral selects if y'all jumping on it. We'll get there.
You talking about to the front, bro. You're not talking about to the back. That's what you're already near the back.
However, we'll be there. We just want to race, bro.
Yeah. Hey, but you got the back tire for life, though, since you talking. You got the back tire with your car for life.
Well, with the field car, I take the back tire for life. Give me that thing.
We can lock that in right now. We can lock that in. You got the back tire.
With the white car. No, the silver. I asked you to race with the silver car. You jumped up. You talking
about
another car.
Your car. We talking about your car.
My car not even in the class of your car. The silver car set up the same way. Same way you set up. So why you jumping on the smaller car?
That's that fake ass racing field. But no, why
we
not? Talk, you said you sit like me. I don't have balls, so you don't sit like me, bro.
The balls don't. Man, come on. This Texas, man. We don't give a damn about no balls.
I'm just quoting you for what you said, for word for word. You see what I'm saying? You said you sit like me. You don't sit like me because you got bars. I don't have bars. You come off them bars and you can lock it in.
But you don't race cars with bars. What makes us different than any other car you race with bars? Nothing. Nothing at all. That's just a cop out, bro.
Okay. Alright. Well, you down the list, man. You down the list.
Ain't gonna sting none. Ain't gonna let none get stung.
That's
okay. Hold on, Tracy. Is Lorenzo on this phone? Can I get Lorenzo on the phone?
Lorenzo?
Yeah. Where's Lorenzo at?
Lorenzo, what's
on?
Lorenzo on?
Lorenzo. I don't see Lorenzo.
Hey.
If you're on, press the one button. Troy, your mic is open.
What's up, Batman?
What's up, Troy?
You coming down here for Alicat race?
Man, I'm gonna try to, man, cause I gotta do HTI on that Saturday, so I'm gonna try to come down. I tell Alicat I'm gonna try my best to get down there.
Okay. Okay. All right.
You all right?
Nah, it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Nah, it's fine. But you know we discussed. But I was just saying if you was coming down. Nah, call. Okay, we found out what the problem was. When the
are you talking about on the move?
You got jokes tonight, boy.
You know what on the
moon? Man, this dude here.
Talking about the same race. About the same get back race. Talking about on the moon. boy. That was a good one, man. I'm going to have to leave you alone, dude.
Let me get this next call. 832-2534. The mic is open. 832-2534.
Undertaker. 832-2534.
Undertaker.
Tracy, Lorenzo is on.
Lorenzo is.
Hello?
Off.
Lorenzo, go ahead. Somebody wants you.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
what's
Rizzo.
Going on, Tracy?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's
going on?
Hey. Hey, Rizzo, this is Brandon, man. What's happening?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing. Hey, I want to see if you can get in contact with Charlie Allen to see if we can make that race happen again.
All right, no problem when you want to do it.
Shit, we ain't got to wait on no event. Any day, right, any day is good for me.
It probably
get
on the Sunday, because so I know.
Get you out on the phone, Rizzo.
I can speak for the car. Ain't no problem with that.
Yeah, I'm talking. You said
any Sunday is good. We're about to do it on a Sunday.
Okay, what?
Well, we're not going to Yellow Bella. Kelly Bella be the truck we do it at.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Matt got my number. Just whatever Sunday said can get out of work or whatever. Matt got my number. Just hit me up. We can make that happen.
Okay, we do it at Kennedale or we do it at that next event, which is the 31st of this month. We can lock it in for that day.
Hey, Kennedale, it don't make no difference. Just let me know when Sid can get out of work and we can make it happen.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay, that's a bit.
All right.
Okay. Hey, Reggie, your mic is Undertaker, your mic is open.
Reggie, Undertaker. Your mic is back open now.
Yeah, still over there?
Oh.
Racked up.
Yeah, what's up, Kenny?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's happening? Where are you at? I'm on 28th with no bars. What can we do with you?
Oh, you out my league, man.
I didn't know what you done. I didn't know if you had your stuff. I ain't seen your car in a while, but I didn't know. You know he was going to say that. But hey, Batman, I will.
You see how you cheerlead Batman? Now, Troy just came on here and tried to get at you. You got something for Batman.
I want to see that race, so I'm going to donate the tires that you're just racing. Get it on.
Let's do
it. Oh, shit. Oh, Phil. You fucked up now, Phil.
All right, there you go. Put the money in for you, Kenny. Put the
money in. $250 on $500
Yeah, $250 on $500 You're fucked up now, Phil.
Okay,
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll
split
it with you, Batman. Go down there and get on his ass.
Yeah,
okay,
what are we going to do then? So you're coming down here on the 31st.
Lock it in for the first. Lock it in. Let's lock it in. There you go. We're going to lock it in. We're going to lock it in. $200 on $5. You said $200. $200 on $5. Listen, man, you already raped my car, man.
Do you want $205
or better, though?
$205 or better, that's fine.
Okay.
I just said $205 or better.
Okay, that's a
there you go. It's locked in. I'll lock it in.
So we locked in, right?
Yeah, we locked in, man.
Take him down from his ass. He ain't got shit. Come on. Race
that.
Listen, man.
You wasn't going to go have me buy no tires and you going to come down and bullshit. Oh, I wasn't going to do that.
Man. Hey, you ain't going to buy no tires, bro.
Since Kenny got tires over there. Since Kenny got tires over
there,
you ain't going to get on your ass.
Kenny,
hey,
you
got
to buy some
tires. Hey, is that a lock or what?
That's the Alley Cat race, man, on the first, man.
Well, y'all can't
no,
feel it like.
You said down here at AJ and Mac race.
I'm not coming down there for that race.
Oh, man, y'all crazy. Y'all can't get together. What is it? What are y'all scared?
Batman's scared. That's why he can't lock it in. Every time the man want to lock in, Batman go somewhere else, man. Get him in the headlock and hold his ass, man.
Hey, man, listen, man. This is what I'm going to do, man. Say, Ken, I'm going to call you in a little bit, okay? I'm going to find out something, okay? I'm going to give you a call.
Yeah.
Say, Phil, I got your number. I'm going to make sure
you're going to get addressed.
Because, see, the thing is, I got a race on that Saturday at Mac Race, and then I got to come down there. I don't know what my outcome going to be on Saturday. That's the only reason why I tell you just hold up. You just hold up, buddy. I'm going to find out. We're going to find out what time it is, boy.
Yeah.
When you want to try to get with Kitty, the Kitty for Kitty's 2 year suspension, huh?
Yeah.
Hey,
that
Kitty,
is
my
you
did, Kenny, man. I like how you tuned that suspension and to make that car work on them small tires, man.
That was all Jackie Beavers, brother.
I got to give it to that man.
He can do it.
That's not easy.
He's the
man.
Tuner extraordinaire.
Miss Taryn, I'm still on here?
Yeah, you're still on.
Hey, Duke.
Yeah.
Mr. Duke.
Yeah, that's me.
How you doing, sir? This is Troy, the guy that got that blue compare you asked to race it Saturday.
Flying something, what does it say?
Nah, it ain't blind nothing. It say slingshot on the license plate.
No, it say what, something flying on the license plate?
No, a slingshot on the license plate, yes, sir.
Oh, slingshot, that's right, yeah.
Yes, sir.
What you going to do?
What you was talking about doing that day you had asked?
I don't know, we just wanted to race. We told anybody on 28th we'd race them. But what do you got on your car? It don't matter, really, but what do you got?
29.
I can race them.
20.
I'll put a 29 on my truck and we can do something. What do you want to do?
I was looking up to you. You coming down here?
I hadn't even looked at that, Grace. I really wasn't going to go anywhere until Louisiana, November 2nd. I was going to sit these hot months out, but if it's, I don't know, when is that race down there?
They say it's the first on September.
Yeah, the first of September 1st. I might make that race. What do you want to do? How much you want to do it for?
Yeah, I don't know yet, sir. I'm just trying to poke out there and see what you're looking like.
You got bars or no bars?
No bars. 29, no bars.
Will you care if I run bars, or what do you want to do?
I prefer you not to run bars if I ain't got them.
Okay, well, that's what I'm asking. What are we going to have
you
on the race?
I prefer you sit like we sit, and you know, 29s, no bars, and like that.
We can make that happen. We sure can. What do you want to do?
Okay.
You want to lock something in now?
Well, I ain't able to lock nothing in right now at this moment, but we will talk on the first.
There you go. We'll just talk it out the next show or whatever you get
I
ready.
I lock in for you, Troy.
y'all some high side now, huh? All right. I like that.
We'll talk
about it. You know, I love to race, and I ain't scared, so we're good.
Hey, we're the same way. We just was having problems that day. That's why we couldn't really capitalize.
Hey, I understand. No, I understand completely. Shoot, everybody has problems. We were just going around to everybody trying to race. We were just wanting one more race before the night went over, but it didn't happen, and that's, hey, we had a good time, though.
Right.
We'll have a good time. We come down there and whoop up on you, too.
Okay, hey, I'll be here for the whooping. But
you're on the hit list now.
Okay, yeah, well, see, I like being on people hit list. See, they make it shit interesting. Shit get kind of boring down here.
Yeah, you got to bring ass to get ass. Ain't that what Tracy said?
Yeah.
All right,
yes,
well, we're going to bring our ass, so either one of them's going to get got, I guarantee you.
Somebody is going to get got. You got it. All right.
See
y'all later.
Well, I'm out. Oh. Y'all go ahead.
Hey.
Okay, Shane, go get your call.
Forrest, your mic is open.
Hey, Batman still on up?
Yeah, I'm still.
Hey, can you get in touch with Nightmare or Debo? They said they were looking for me this week, man. I was out of town, though. Last week.
I'll probably kick it with him tomorrow. I ain't going to kick it with him tonight, though. I know that.
If they want to lock in something for Sam Riggs, man.
Let me see if I can call Debo. Hold on one second.
Two one four, 45-43. Your mic is open.
Who's looking for Nightmare?
Horace. Yeah. Peter?
Who was that?
That was Shannon.
Oh.
I'm looking for Nightmare. I want to lock in with him. I'm on the Sam race.
Please leave a message. Thanks.
Oh.
Yeah, he didn't answer the phone, man. I can catch up with him tomorrow.
Hit me. You got my number.
Who is this? Is this Jay?
Huh?
Is this Jay?
Nah, this Horace, man.
Horace. Oh, Horace, okay. I thought you were Jay.
Horace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Horace.
Yeah, sir.
I got Smooth on the line. He can hear me.
Which one is Smooth is with the Nightmare?
Smooth Drive.
I want to lock in with you for Sam race, Alley Cat race.
When is that?
On the first, September 1st.
You don't normally go down there, Nightmare.
No, I ain't going to Houston for third, though. You coming down here?
Shit, well, hell, I went there last time. I locked in with you and went to Dallas. You can't come to Houston?
Nah, I ain't going to be able to make it on the first, you know what I'm saying? But I'm sure looking for you, though. You know what I'm saying? I get some of my money back from your ass. That's
right. Lock it in, boy, whatever. Lock it in after the first, then, on Sunday night at 8:30.
No,
I'd rather do it on the first, though.
I ain't going to come down to Houston, man. It's going to be a minute before I get it that way. But we can lock something in, shit, down this way, or do something.
Nah. Y'all always want me to come now, man. Nobody want to come here. Like that.
I ain't gonna come that way, no way soon. But I still like something in.
Alright, man.
So you ain't coming this way?
Nah, no time soon, man. If I come that way, I'm gonna come with a Mustang. I might lock in with you with.
What kind of Mustang?
Ford Mustang. Ford Mustang, big black wooden on Nike, just like yours. That can't have cost.
Yeah. Let me know something.
Huh?
Let me know something. Yeah.
All right. I'll do that.
All right.
Okay, Jerry,
I got your hand.
You don't have any more hands up, sir.
Okay, we up on that hour, man. Good show, man. Everybody just keep it good. It's going to be last call. It's about 5 calls. Let's get out of here, man. Go on down to 5 calls. We're going to get out of here.
Okay, Doobie, if you're still on the line, your final comment. Doobie, final comment. He may be working. Kenny Duke, final comment. Brandon, final comment.
Oh, good show. Same time next week.
All right.
Tori, final comment. DJ Madhouse, final comment.
To reiterate on your show, you had a really great show, Atomic Dog. Keep on doing what you do, man. You do an incredible job.
We work together. We're working together. Appreciate it. Real quickly,
Duke Boy, my Dallas, called out Javier and Bushnell for the top 10 list down here at HMP. You may want to put that on blast, but get with your boy Jason from Duke Boys out of Dallas, because he called me today and told me he ready to bust somebody's head down here at HMP on this top 10 list. He said he wants Javier. He wants him so bad. And as we already know, Javier is number 4 or 5 on the list. I could be wrong. Y'all may want to check that out. But
Javier, who we call that? Javier who?
Javier and Duke Boys. Duke Boys going to take down Javier.
Say that again. Are you saying Kid Duke called out Javier and somebody?
Duke Boys called out Javier and Bushnell.
Bushnell, okay, that's the name.
Yeah, Bushnell, the Grudge from out of Houston, and Javier. So they told me to go ahead and tell everybody at HMP. So far, management know that these guys want to, I mean, that Duke boys want to race these guys, but you may want to call up there to reiterate on it to see if this will go. I'm not real sure because all this just came out as of earlier today, so they want to get
to these
boys.
They got to be running on a Sunday.
I'm not really sure how HMP is doing that, but for the most part,
you might want to jump on that, Sam. There might be something for you, Sam. You might want to jump on that.
You know, I'm not real sure, but more than likely, every time they do that, best top 10, it's on a Sunday. So they want, you know, the guy, he called me today, and he showed me a race where he actually beat Javier at that very same track, Dallas Raceway. So he wants to give it to him again just to take down the man's name. You know, and this is what grudge racing is all about. It's taking down the top of the top, the best of the best. And that's what it's all about. You got to respect that at the end of the day. But again, Tommy Dog, man, you know, great show you had, man. Keep up the good work. You know, I can't wait for you to have the next one because I'm definitely going to travel. I don't care if I'm in London. I'll catch the next red eye out there. Should be there.
Okay, man. Thank you.
Well,
Black, final comment.
Yeah, they Tommy, Trace, it was a good show. Only problem I got is I'm tired of these Dallas boys just racing in Dallas, and they don't want to go down to Houston and race the boys out of Houston or travel everywhere else. But everybody else can come up to Dallas and race.
Yeah, I hear you. You got to move around.
Then you wonder why their name is not out there, because you neighborhood racing. Quit racing the neighborhood. That's my final comment, Trey.
Okay, man.
BET, final comment.
All right, thank you, Ms. Sharon. Good show, Tracy. Man, I really do appreciate what you put on for the weekend. I enjoyed myself. But I got to agree with that call that just came on, man. Them guys you talk about, you know, it's a certain few of y'all that do come from Texas and that will travel. You got to get more of them to do so if you expect more East Coast to do the same thing. You know what I'm saying, Tracy? And,
yeah, I'm saying that, but right now, we done took more calls to the East Coast than people that came from East Coast here. Only person that came from the East Coast here would be Lil Mo, Tony Paul's Bynes. That's it. You take, well, I think that's like Walton Paul. Eric from Florida. You take them three crews right there, that's it. So, but we done took myself, Peanut, Roy James, Tree Man, Darryl Motion Racing, Matt Jones, Jeffrey Hyde, Tony Thorne. I mean, you name it, the list goes on. The three don't went out that way.
Yeah.
So, you know,
yeah.
Like I said,
you keep pushing.
You know, we got
to keep holding.
They came up and come show us some love like we've been out there. We done been to Rockingham, North Carolina. We done been to South Carolina. We done been to Georgia. We done been to Florida. You look at it. We done went to four states out that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. But we still want to see y'all in Holly Springs one time, too, now.
Right. I didn't have a car, but I was in Holly Springs 2 weeks ago.
We talking about more than just you, Trace. Talking about more than just you now. We know you go everywhere. You just like BET, shit. You hit the road.
You're right about that, man.
All right.
We appreciate it, man.
All right. All right, buddy.
Rack Top, final comments.
Hey, I just want to say, I appreciate the show and all that good stuff. But like the last two callers said, that, Houston's been coming up to Dallas. It's about time for Dallas to come down to Houston and pay us some love.
Why? You ain't gonna race?
Yeah, hey, I already told you I locked you in, man. You don't want to lock in, man. So you
can't. Yeah,
we're
not going.
Hey.
Yeah, we're not going to go there.
Hey, mute his mic. But Sharon, mute his mic, Sharon. Mute his mic. Don't let him say nothing else.
You ain't gonna lock in.
We're just
gonna
talk a good game.
All right, go to the next comment. Go ahead.
Okay, Batman, give me your final comment. Make it short.
I don't know why B talking. He don't even have a car.
Batman,
why he always talking?
Final comment.
Still talking. Anyway, Tip top, you really want to
you might win out now. You might win out now. You ain't racing the motherfucker. You might win.
Yeah, you ain't got now caught.
You ain't doing you no good.
Batman. Batman.
Come on.
Keep
the microphone, Batman. Keep the microphone, man.
All right,
I'm gone.
All right. Batman, that was your final comment. Tracy, we got two. Wow, though. 936-6610. Give me your final comment. 936-6610. Give me your final comment. Mississippi Joe, give me your final comment.
Tracy, good show, man. I enjoyed myself down there the weekend. Had a great time, man. Keep up the good work.
Appreciate it, Joe. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Hello, Sharon.
Hey, Mississippi Joe. How are you?
Fine.
That's good. Even though the show starts at 7 and generally ends at 9 and you come on here at 9. Anyway. Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man. Hey, once again, man, I want to thank everybody for coming out supporting the show this weekend, man. We had a great time. I think it's all about, man, like to keep supporting each other's show and keep doing what we're doing. And guys, like I said on this topic, man, when it comes to Smack Talk, it's all grudge. It's all fun. We got to work with each other when it looks like it's getting a little heated. We got to have enough. We know some of these people and try to defuse it when it looks like it's going overboard because we don't want nothing to get out of hand. So, we just got to step up and do our part in a situation like that. But they're saying, man, let's go support these next shows, man, and have a good time. Be safe. Hey, come on every week, man, and do your thing. Until then, man, I like to say good night, everybody, and keep it good. We out of here.